shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host today. And I have in the studio with us several people. We have my sister, Linda.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. And we have Rachel, our soundboard operator and all-around great gal.
Thanks. After what I just said, I'm surprised. Good morning.
We'll hit the button.
Yeah, that was a six-second delay on that. We've also got in the studio with us John Nalen.
Yes.
I got it right. And I got Mark Duvenvoorden.
Morning.
And they're surprise guests.
Well, they were surprises to us, not to them. Somebody
screwed up.
Somebody's got to do it once
minor
in a while.
Technical glitch. I mean, you know.
Yeah, like you're not supposed to be here.
I thought it was funny when you walked in this morning and says, "What are you doing here?"
I was like, who are you? Whose show are you on?
Yours.
Yours, yeah. Well, that's news to me. So, we got
a dull moment.
We got a lot of ground to cover here, so we better get started. So, we have a new sponsor, Chuck's Coins. He's the largest metals dealer in Northern California. And we'd like to thank him for coming on board and helping us out.
Those
great guys over
lot.
There. If you're going to buy precious metals, that's a place to do it. And
While you're on that, you might want to let people know that they are moving. And so if they drive by and the place looks empty,
they're not out of business.
Yeah, they're not out of business.
Yeah, they sponsored us and went under. No, they're over on Larkspur. And I don't have the address yet, but they should be back up and running Monday is what I'm hearing. So everything's good to go. But we just want to thank those guys. So let's see. If anybody else wants to help sponsor or advertise on our show, please let us know. Call 530-221-0101. Talk to Linda. And we'd be glad to have your help. We've been pretty much putting this show together by ourselves for quite some time.
Yep.
And rubber's starting to hit the road a little bit, so we need some help.
And we have to give a shout-out to Carl and Linda. They have been more than helpful in helping us make it through on this.
Yeah, I mean, I got to say, Carl's a great guy. You know, I mean, he's really helped out. He's been there when we need him. And, you know, what can you say about Linda? At least not in front of Carl.
Probably wouldn't be a good idea.
Sorry, Carl. never mind. So, anyway.
He doesn't know what he's saying, Carl. It's okay.
It's still early. Two cups of coffee. Need some more something. Yeah. All right, so we've got our guest analyzed here that they're not supposed to be here yet. Anything for veterans?
Yeah, I still want to let the people know out there we are gathering items to go in the 220 boxes that we want to send overseas this month to the 132nd that's deployed over there. So if you want to get a hold of me, again, the number is 530-221-0101. Or Monday nights I will take up... I have a box down at the church at Destiny Fellowship. If you want to drop items off, we'll take items and money. It's always good. You know, 220 packages at $11.35 about a box, it adds up pretty quick.
That segues right into the Tea Party agenda, which is debates between LaMalfa and Reed. Yeah, and so, we amuse ourselves. But anyway... the Veterans Wall is supposed to be here pretty soon, too.
Oh, that was last week, and they had a great turnout. Yeah, down in Red Bluff, the Traveling Veterans Wall, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was this week. Oh, I missed it. There you go.
Also, I want to give a shout-out to Treva and the Crafty Ladies. Wives and families of the 132nd have a luncheon, yellow ribbon event tomorrow. And they put together 27 handmade blankets for the kids with a little stuffed animal.
Yeah, I was wondering what you guys were sewing. You and Linda said, hey, we're going to go sew stuff. And I'm like, really? What are you sewing? I mean, my shirts are all full of holes, you know?
Oh, no, that's another project. That's the cooling neckties and the ditty bags to go for the stand down.
Could you define ditty bag?
Ditty bag is a little bag for veterans to put their personal hygiene.
They're ditties.
They're ditties.
So you put your ditties in your ditty bag.
Yep, your ditties.
Makes perfect sense.
So we're making 200 of those for the stand down in October, and we're looking for donations for that to put razors, toothpaste, toothbrushes, shampoo, that type of stuff.
Okay.
For all the veterans down there.
And that's all a part of the Yellow Ribbon project?
No. You're getting all mixed up.
It's early.
The Yellow Ribbon is tomorrow, Sunday morning. I believe it starts at 8:30.
Oh, okay.
And that's for the families of the 132nd that's deployed in Afghanistan.
Actually, there was some method to that madness. I think we're about ready to go to a break here. And what do we got, 3 minutes? Well, we can.
8:11.
Oh. What am I, can't see the clock or what?
All right. He hasn't had coffee. Okay. This is going to be a long show here.
Okay.
It'll be different. Now,
let's,
okay, yeah. It'll be different. That's right.
Yeah. Let's go to a break right now. We'll be coming right back. That'll give us a little more time on the other side. So. We'll
okay. This is Free Fire Media. KCNR 1460.
See, I was milking that Yellow Ribbon thing for a reason.
I'm coming home. I've done my time. Now I've got to know what is and isn't mine. If you receive my letter telling you I'd soon be free, then you'll know just what to do if you still want me. If you still want me. Oh, tie a yellow ribbon around the old tree.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
Wake up, America. You're too young to die.
This Sunday, we welcome J.R. Martin, author of Selling Us Out, Us as in U.S., he'll talk about what's to blame for the outsourcing of American jobs and our penchant for negotiating bad trade deals. Also, James O'Keefe, known for his video exposés of liberal hypocrisy, discusses his latest exploits. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Come!
that's Born in the USA. I don't think that was played at the Democratic convention.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh, come on.
No comment.
It's pretty hard to, you know, I was born in Kenya, Africa. Or, never mind. So.
Somewhere else besides the United States.
All I want to know is, does Kenya rhyme with anything?
Minions?
Kenyans?
We might be careful in going there. We might get the button.
If any of you guys get the chance, go see Obama 2016.
Done deal. Yeah, I already did. Yeah, Devesh, I just don't think it went far enough, quite frankly, myself. But, you know, I guess for the people out there that are not familiar with any of this stuff, it was probably too far. So there you go. It's what do you say?
I guess we have Raleigh Sally on the line. Are you there, Sally?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sally.
Good morning. Hey, I just wanted to let your listeners know that this week on Tuesday, which is also 9/11, we are asking the people of Redding and Shasta County to help our Salvation Army. They are in desperate need of more food to stock their shelves due to the recent fires and evacuations. They are down to almost nothing in their pantry. They feed almost 70 families every single day.
Wow.
So we decided that we were going to give them a help out, and we're going to have a rally and drive-through donations on 9/11, which is Tuesday.
Oh.
And it's going to be on the corner of Hilltop and Mistletoe.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, right there by Bibles, Books, and More, and there's a Smoker's Paradise store there. And we're encouraging people to drive through, and you can drop off. They need canned meats, especially spaghetti sauces with meats. And, of course, monetary donations are always welcome because they do need specific things to stock their shelves, and with the money they can go buy them. But they have a canteen up on the fire line that are helping feed the firefighters as well as the people who are evacuated. So their need is great.
Oh. Hey, Sally, what time is that going to be going on?
We're going to do it all day, pretty much, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
All right.
And you can also get registered to vote if you are not registered to vote. We're going to do drive-through voter registration. If people have moved since the last election, gotten married or divorced, changed their name, turned 18, or just want to change their party affiliation, they can register to vote right there, and we'll get it sent in.
Very good. Hey, do you need any bodies down there as well?
We volunteer need bodies.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah,
we need bodies to wave a flag, hold a sign, direct traffic flow, sign up voters, take cans and boxes and fill up, trucks full of food. We need all kinds of help.
So they just show up there and you'll put them to work?
Yep.
All right. Yep. Very good. Very good.
All right.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
All right. You have a great day.
I can be a local candidate or two that you can meet there.
Oh, very good. I know we're having debates down there between LaMoffa and Reed on Monday at the tea party. So
yeah,
you never
definitely.
Know. Never know who might show up.
Never know who.
Thanks, Sally.
Have a great
all right,
day.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so now that our show is completely out of whack, we have no agenda, nothing. But I was just talking to Mark here, and I think that, you know, we're going to talk about milk, and I was going to talk about money. So
we're to the milk money now.
It's milk money, you know.
All right. That's a good thing.
Yeah. I don't even know where to start now. So, you know, what I was thinking about is I wanted, you know, I talked to Henry a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about fiat currency and counterfeiting, and I just kind of wanted to address that because, you know, technically I think Henry was right in the fact that currency and what is counterfeiting? Well, counterfeiting is the, you know, I've got the definitions here. Counterfeiting is counterfeit money, goods, or documents that are not genuine. They've been have been made up to look exactly like the genuine ones in order to deceive people. Okay, that's one definition of counterfeiting. Another definition would be counterfeiting means fake or imitation. A counterfeit is an imitation or forgery. And so what I'm saying is that counterfeit money is imitation currency produced without the legal sanction of the government. But my question is that when I say Henry's right, I'm saying that he's right about the definition of counterfeiting, because the process is exactly the same between the government and a person. If I decide to go out and just make money up, that's called counterfeiting. But if the government just goes out and makes money up, they call that monetary policy. And so what I'm saying is the process is exactly the same. And so, you know, we can get hung up on the definitions, but I think I want everybody out there to understand that counterfeiting is the same exact process of just basically creating a fake. Okay. Now, if we go to the definition of gold, gold is defined as money. Not currency.
Not currency, yeah.
Right. And remember, you know, Bernanke, you know, Ron Paul asked him, what's money? Is gold money? No.
Hold on. I'll be back with the answer to that question.
It's been money for 5,000 years until Bernanke decided it wasn't. Now, why would he say that? Okay. What I'm saying is because when you understand this, you understand the problems that's happening in America across the board. Now, I want to get to our guests here, but I kind of set this up and we'll expand on this later down the road. And, but I wanted to at least get that in there. Now, the first quote of the day is, in absence of the gold standard, there is no way to protect savings from confiscation through inflation. There is no safe store of value. If there were, the government would have to make its holdings illegal, as was done in the case of gold. If everyone decided, for example, to convert all of his bank deposits to silver or copper or any other good, and thereafter declined to accept checks as payment for goods, bank deposits would lose their purchasing power, and government created bank credit. We're in a credit debt system. Mm-hmm. Creating money out of thin air.
Death penalty. Can I create my own credit?
Yeah. The financial policy of the welfare state requires that there be no way for the owners of wealth to protect themselves. This is the shabby secret of the welfare statist tirades against gold. Why did Bernanke say gold wasn't money? Deficit spending is simply a scheme for the confiscation of wealth. Gold stands in the way of this insidious process. It stands as a protector of property rights because paper is paper and doesn't hold a value in itself, and gold does. Gold holds the value in itself, and it can't be counterfeited. Now, let me read one more thing here. Oh, by the way, that was Alan Greenspan who said that. Okay? And let's see. Here's the second quote. Like gold, U.S. dollars have value only to the extent that they're strictly limited in supply. Why is gold valuable? Because if you could walk around all over the street and just pick gold nuggets up off the ground, it wouldn't be a limited supply, so it therefore wouldn't have as much value because it would not be precious. Okay?
Right.
U.S. dollars have value only to the extent that they're strictly limited in supply, but the U.S. government has technology called a printing press, or today its electronic equivalent, digital money, that allows it to produce as many dollars as it wishes at essentially no cost. By increasing the number of U.S. dollars in circulation, or even by credibly threatening to do so. Now, that's a big statement when you understand that. The U.S. government can also reduce the value of the dollar in terms of goods and services, which is the equivalent to raising prices in dollars of those goods and services. We conclude that under a paper money system, a determined government can always generate higher spending and hence positive inflation. It's really positive if you're the one counterfeiting because you're benefiting from the counterfeit. It's really not positive for the middle class out there who is losing their wealth and their middle class lifestyle and becoming poorer by the day. And that second quote was Ben Bernanke. So there you have it.
All right.
What y'all need to understand is counterfeiting, whether the government does it or not, because it's not real money, it's paper. And if the problem with counterfeiting is that, I got a little thing on counterfeiting here. And the problem with counterfeiting is the effect on society is it reduces the value of real money.
What is
really?
Real money?
Yeah, exactly. Increase in prices due to inflation. And so what happens is the counterfeiters are the guys that benefit. That's why it was fraud, punishable by death in several countries, England, United States, anyway. So we're going to go more into this in the few weeks to come and talk about why it's so important to understand this, because this is the basis of all of our problems. And a lot of people don't understand money, so they just think, oh, you're talking about money. Oh, you're a greedy, evil, greedy guy because money means everything to you and you don't care about anything.
Right. Yeah.
Really? Yeah, so what you want to be is ignorant of money so that you're poor constantly and you can't feed your children, and that means you care more, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Makes sense to me. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you have it. Another good. I was educated in our government schools. I got it right. I went to the top of the class. So we talked about money. Let's talk about milk.
All right.
Before we talk about milk, if I'm not mistaken, I believe gold is considered a hard asset.
True.
Not considered money.
It's actually called money. It's been money. That's been money.
No, it has been money, but per the government's own definition.
No, it's currency. That's the difference.
Yeah.
It's not currency. It's currency worldwide, too, but money is not paper. See, paper is not money. Gold is really money.
Correct.
Right.
All paper is, well, you were talking about fiat money. It's actually a debt instrument. So you ask people, what value does a $20 bill have?
Right.
The only value it has is the value the American people will put on it.
That's exactly
because
right.
Because it costs like 1.65 cents to produce it, and that's all it's worth.
Yeah, and, right. And that's the issue. So why is it that the government would attack counterfeiters so vehemently when they were counterfeiting back in the day when they would take you out and hang you for it? Because it threatens the state's monopoly.
They hate competition.
That's exactly right.
Competition is not good for
them. And the government wants
and
to have...
And they can continue their lies
right.
on the paper.
That's exactly right. And there's a very few people that benefit this. So if we've got a private bank counterfeiting money sanctioned by the government, then tell me how that is different and why is that not a problem? Because it devalues the currency. They, by theft or fraud now, steal the wealth of the middle class through this system. And that is somehow because the government sanctioned it. Good. Yeah. You guys are just starting to see it. And it also allows the government is now in collusion with the counterfeiters because they are the counterfeiters. That's a dirty secret here. And so, we'll just keep creating bonds and selling them to ourselves called monetizing the debt, which they're doing in Germany and Europe now. And that's really going to work too over the long haul. It's been, you know, we've been doing this. Yeah. We've been doing this stimulus for quite some time all the way around the world and things are getting better, right?
Sure they are. Can you see it?
Crickets? No, they're not getting better. They're getting worse. Why? Because it doesn't fix the problem of the counterfeiting.
It doesn't work.
It does not work. What it does is it keeps delaying and delaying and delaying. In the meantime, we're getting ground down into mush economically. And guess what? Bernanke's talking about QE3 on the 13th.
Let's print some more.
Let's print some more. Yeah. Let's just keep printing because what that'll do is allow the government to pay all their bills. And they won't default on anything other than the fact that you'll be out there trying to figure out why your loaf of bread is $50.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it doesn't really hurt them because they just keep printing. But you guys out there that are buying groceries, are you seeing the prices going up a little bit? But there's no inflation out there. It's 2%. And, prices aren't really going up.
Well, yeah, if you don't count the food and the gas and stuff, sure, it only went up 2%.
Yeah, half a million guys go off the job market, you know, whoa, the unemployment rate went down.
Down to 8.1.
That's because their benefits ran out.
Well, stop, you know, with the controversial opinions here. You know, the fact that you're telling the truth is really starting to tick me off, okay?
we would never tell the truth in here.
Yeah, I mean, when you tell the truth, it's like, oh, yeah, you're a nut job. You're an extremist. You like raw milk.
Actually, I do.
We all do.
Yeah, you
rebel.
Farmer.
Rebel.
You rebel farmers.
You're a rebel farmer.
Yeah.
That be us.
Yeah.
That be you?
Yeah. I mean, what were you thinking when you were out there earning a living without depending on anybody else?
And having a thunk? Wonderful product.
Who'd have thunk?
How un-American.
Yeah. You must be you must be a communist.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the reality of actually somebody being dumb enough to...
Oh, trust me, they're out there.
Earn your own living, not be on the government dole.
Oh, I'm sorry, we're going the other way.
You know, create a food that's actually sustainable and good for you instead of eating stuff out of a box and let somebody else pay your bills.
Monsanto is rolling over inside their GMO bin right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So you guys can...
That's a whole other show.
Yeah, that's a whole other show, you know. But, I mean, the real deal is, are you guys believing all this crap that you're being fed, spoon-fed out there? I mean, money is not gold, and paper is money, and the unemployment rate is going down when it's going up. Inflation is under control when it's not. Good food for you is not good food. It's bad for you, and you should eat bad food that's good for you.
Sure.
Anybody see a problem here?
No.
No. Everything's good.
Go back to sea. Yeah. So, you know, just keep eating that stuff. You know, it's all good for you.
Yeah, keep looking for the rainbow.
It's all good. And the counterfeiters haven't controlled our government for any length of time, because when you counterfeit money in the tune of, you know, $18 trillion or whatever, you know, and you can buy stuff. You know, you buy companies, you buy governments, small countries, islands off the coast, Georgia. Things like that. So, you know, they wouldn't be controlling our government. And you know something? Our government guys are straight shooters all the way down the line. Come on.
They
never lie to us.
Never. We're the government. We're here to help you.
We're from the government. Trust me.
Look into my eyes.
Yeah, it reminds me of the Jungle Book with the name of the snake, the swirly eyes, Ka, who, you know, trust in me.
Yeah,
anyway, I think we got to go to a break.
Okay, this is KCNR, home of the Free Fire Media, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets, and you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
The recent rash of fires in our community have made it really difficult for some families in need. Join the Reading Tea Party and the Salvation Army on Tuesday, September 11th, at the corner of Hilltop and Mistletoe for 911 help. Bring all of your canned goods, canned meats, non-perishables, and your smiles and join us from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. with Bibles, books, and more, Smoker's Paradise, and Chicago hot dogs. So remember to join us on Tuesday, September 11th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. to help our families in need.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Rumors spreading round in that Texas town about the Shack outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you're gonna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls. I'm waiting.
want to just let that one go, you know? I like that. Absolutely. So we're back, and we've got Henry on the line, and I want to talk to Henry. Henry, are you there?
Yeah, I am here. How are you?
Oh, you know, the fun never stops, Henry. How about you?
Well, I guess so. I'm getting so old it doesn't make any difference anymore, but that's what I want to talk to you about. Hooray for you on the gold and silver.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, Henry. I didn't want to, you know, act like I was being argumentative the last time, and I was thinking about what you said, and I think you were technically correct. It's all in the definitions.
Well, the fact remains that the biggest mistake this country ever made was going off of the gold standard and the silver certificates.
Absolutely.
And had we not done that, we would not be in the position we're in today.
I absolutely agree with you, Henry. I mean, Nixon taking us off the gold standard was, in fact, at the time, a good thing in a way, because all our gold was being shipped out of the country through the trade imbalances. But at the same time, he opened Pandora's box. And if we had fiscally responsible government, you know, it might not be nearly as bad. But that's the problem. As soon as you open up the box, fiscally responsible government is non-existent.
Well, and I agree with that 100%. The big problem we have today is that it's gone too far.
Correct.
And fact of the matter is, have you read any of the James Wesley Rawls works?
Absolutely. Patriot.
He came out with quite a commentary on the computer. I'm not a computer person, but I got a copy of it. And I cannot believe how much the individual person in the United States owes in total debt.
Well, we've been dumbed down to accept paper as money, and money is not money. And that's the problem. Until we get that straight, this is going to continue to happen. That's why I want to do this continuing process of educating people on money, and let them come to their own conclusions, as opposed to trying to explain to them the Federal Reserve, this and that. If you get to the heart of the matter of the money and they understand what is being done to them, I think that the American people will wake up.
Well, you know, some years back, I think this was during the Carter administration, I went to a seminar. And it was getting pretty boring. I was about ready to leave, but the proctor of the seminar got up and made the statement, there is no inflation. And so, I got to hear this, you know.
Yeah, there's no inflation because we said so.
He reached in his pocket and he pulled out a silver dollar. And he said, you know, 20 years ago, I could take X amount of silver dollars, and he named them,
right,
and buy a brand new Buick car, was his word.
Right.
He says, today I can take the same amount of silver dollars out and buy a brand new Buick car.
I see your point, Henry. You're absolutely right. There is no inflation on real money. What's being
not on real money.
Right. What's being inflated is the currency.
We've gone over the hill on the thing, and I agree with you. And according to Rawls, there probably isn't any way that, regardless of who gets in office, that we can straighten this out.
I've been saying it all along, Henry.
If ever.
I've been saying it all along. We're in for a real problem here. Listen, Henry, I got to let you go. I appreciate your call, but we got little time and we got to cover milk.
Yep, you bet.
All right.
All right.
Thanks
a lot, Henry.
You bet. Okay. Well, let's talk milk.
Does a body good.
Milk does a body good. And
we love it.
It takes a herd to raise a village?
Yes.
There you have it.
It does.
Yeah,
for reals.
Yeah, there you have it. Give me the latest, John, on what's going on down in Sacramento, the capital of our state and the center of all coherent thought.
Where's this?
I was talking about someplace
that
else.
That was priceless. That would have made a good commercial. That was priceless.
Sorry. Oh, that was another place. I'm sorry.
Okay, right now we're still hammering out with our California Department of Food and Agriculture and California Health Department that milk doesn't kill you. It's actually good for you. But it's kind of hard to explain to a person who walks into a meeting on the health benefits of raw milk carrying a Diet Pepsi and a candy bar.
Yeah.
Is there a problem?
That's really healthy.
Yeah. And he's the head of California Department of Health.
I hear that red dye number 5 makes you more virile.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so,
hey boy.
So you should eat like 10 or 15, 20, Mars bars a day.
With a lot of soy and Very high in high fructose corn
10
syrup.
Or 15 cans of Diet Coke, and I'm telling you, you're going
to
be a stud.
You're good to go.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we're still working out.
Oh, boy.
Due to the budget cut, it appears that California Department of Health and California CDFA are merging, which is not good. Because
The California Department of Health
is merging with California Department of Food and Agriculture. Because California Department of Food and Agriculture has just had another $3.2 million budget cut.
Well, that's good that they're cutting the budget.
Yeah, but it's bad that they're merging with the other guys.
You know, I find that any time you have a government agency that says they're a Department of the Health, you can actually reverse that, and that's exactly what they are.
It's the opposite
side of
it.
Yeah, they're not the Department of Health. They're the Department of Destruction of the Health, you know. So So we're merging two agencies here, and what do you think the outcome's going to be?
Not good. Right now we have a situation to where the Department of Health has decided that owning a family cow has to be regulated because we are not smart enough to know what's good for us and what isn't. They have to tell us.
So the guy eating the candy bar and drinking the Diet Coke smarter than the guy who's been farming and raising cattle for generations?
According to them, yes.
That's a great candy bar he must be. What was it?
I want some of those.
Yeah.
crack candy bar.
That's crack candy.
Crack bar by Monsanto.
I wasn't going to go there, but...
But we did.
I know. Right now, we're dealing with a situation to where the dairy industry for raw milk is broken down to three categories. Family cow, which shouldn't even be on the table. There's the herd share operation, which allows people to get together and contractually lease a herd of dairy animals, which makes the product that the animals produce theirs. And then there's a micro dairy.
Isn't there a clause in the Constitution, the right of contract someplace, that can't be infringed upon by any of the states or the government?
Thing? That has been excluded from the health department for some reason.
Oh, in other words, it only applies when we feel like it.
Right.
I'm not sure that that's what the founding fathers meant.
Well, we're having a hard time making them understand that private contract between two individuals is not governed by them. That we are not in commerce, so therefore they have no jurisdiction.
Yeah, I'm thinking I got an idea what he can do with that crack bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, really, seriously, it's ridiculous. These guys, they think that they can do anything they want, and there's no repercussions. They can make any rule they want up down in Sacramento, take your guns away, take your rights away, take your food away, and here, eat this, and you'll feel all better. Because
we're going to regulate your cow at the same time.
And the people out there that put up with this, that really think that the government is always doing something in our best interest, is insane.
It's ridiculous. I mean, I was born and raised on a ranch. I've milked, and they're going to tell me that food that I raise on my place is not as safe as the GMO product that large ag and CAFO operations produce and tell me I have to consume.
Have you had that third ear checked out lately?
No.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it itches a little bit every now
it's
and then.
It's for the back of your head. You can hear better when you're hunting.
Yeah, that way people I can hear behind me. But yeah.
Really, I mean, it's healthy. That's the whole point. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, if anything, you're going to grow a third ear from eating this GMO crop. Mm. And we don't even know what it's going to do. And the health effects we know we got autism out there. We've got, I mean, numerous.
Yep.
And that's coming from where? Nowhere. All of a sudden, we got diabetes. We got all this stuff. And it's because we're eating farm fresh goods and vegetables and raw milk.
There's a pediatrician who's done a lot of research who is now in Napa, who has written quite a few books on GMOs. And actually, she was funded by Big Ag to do research, and then they went oops when she found out what she did.
Yeah, she actually did the research.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, she found the truth. Stop her.
She's actually found out GMO pregnant mothers eating GMO food actually will alter the DNA structure of an unborn fetus.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's got to be good for you.
So
that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Sure.
So why are we getting I'm sorry, we have Children's Hospital for Cancer, and we've got 2-year-olds in there that have cancer.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah,
it didn't just
question.
Come out of the thin air. Okay.
Well, and so let's go back to this government merging thing. I mean, so these guys merge. I guess, what do you got? We got to go to a break now? Oh.
We can do that.
Okay.
Are we going to a break?
Oh, is that the siren? I hear sirens.
Yep.
They're coming for us.
We better.
They're coming to take
all right.
us away.
Emergency, emergency evacuation procedures now in effect.
Okay. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Yeah, I like this song too.
Wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
This is Mike Huber with Estate Granite and Things. Do you know the status of your granite? Is your granite or engineered stone countertop starting to show a little wear and tear? Let the experts at Estate Granite and Things take care of your countertops and make them look their very best. Our restoration service can bring your granite status back up to new again. Plus, we can advise you on other issues with your countertops, turning ordinary kitchens and baths into a space that you can be proud of. For all your remodeling and restoration needs, Estate Granite and Things. Call us today, 241-STONE or EstateGranite.com.
Pulse Urgent Care reminds you, as you're enjoying the outdoors here in the North State, to please stay cool and hydrated. Watch for signs of heat-related illness, including fatigue, nausea, excessive thirst, or dizziness. If you develop these or other symptoms, get immediate treatment. Pulse Urgent Care is there 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. in their newly expanded facility. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk into Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Pulse Urgent Care says, if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
TV is not what it used to be. It's way better, thanks to Dish and Woodfill Enterprises. Now you can enjoy your favorite channels for as little as $19.99 a month. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. That includes Blockbuster at Home free for 3 months also. Contact Woodfill Enterprises at 232-0843 today. Your local preferred Dish dealer. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
We should just play that whole one. They play that one all the way through, and it wouldn't bother me a bit. I thought about that this morning too.
You should put your bumper music somewhere, like this.
All right, so we're back.
We're back.
Let's talk about shelf life. I mean, what we were saying. Arnold Schwarzenegger's old saying used to be, "The whiter the bread, the closer to dead." That was kind of sort of what Mark was talking about with the shelf life.
Yeah, it was just something I recently read that, you know, with all our processed foods, you know, it's all about shelf life, you know, keeping it on the shelf as long as possible. But what it boils down to is the longer the shelf life, the shorter yours.
Yeah. So if you want a long life, have a shorter shelf life.
Yeah.
That sounds like a wonderful trade-off, you know?
I'm thinking like fresh food actually is what we're kind of talking about here. I mean, I believe right now, if you don't have a garden going, if you are not, you know, getting your milk,
organic beef, raw milk.
I think that
I got
you
hook up for that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, call the 530-221-0101 or John's number, and we'll hook you up with that stuff because we think – what's your number, John?
530-534-3116.
Absolutely.
I've got access to grass-fed beef, grass-fed poultry, grass-fed organic pigs.
If you guys don't start supporting this out here, what you're going to be getting is antibiotic-fed beef. And all kinds of good stuff in your milk.
Really? It's not going to be milk.
You know,
it's
then,
not milk.
Yeah, they just grind up plastic and put it in your milk and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Antibiotic beef. That's like going to the supermarket, right?
Yeah.
There are some good side effects I've noticed on some of these young ladies with the antibiotic leaf.
Okay. We're not going there. We're going to skip over that and go on here.
Oh, were we on the air? I'm sorry. Yeah.
Hurry up, Rachel. Hit the button. Get ready. Get ready.
There's a 6-second delay kick in. He didn't say bits. He said, no, whatever, mine.
So, and my wife told me not to go there today.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so let's get back on track here. We're having too much fun. Yeah, so the real deal is that the shelf life that they're putting all this stuff, you know, salt and antibiotics, it's all about keeping the stuff so that they can put it on the shelf for a long time so they don't have product spoilage. And in the process, they're making it unfit for consumption. You think that's?
Well, I think it all comes down to money.
Money.
You know, it's cheap food, and how long can you keep it on the shelf but doesn't have anything to do with is it actually good for you? You know, it all comes down to control and greed.
Yeah. We'll throw you a Twinkie when you get hungry.
So you
it's
think
been on
that
the shelf for 3 years.
So you think that
300 years.
Oh, 300 years. I'm sorry.
So you think that food should be good for you, Mark?
I think so. There's, I'll give you another example.
Extremist.
You have a plate.
Radical.
Yeah. You have a plate with good, wholesome, real butter from raw milk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you have a pat of margarine and something else on there. And you put ants on there. All the ants go to the raw butter. They won't touch the other stuff.
Wow.
So if Mother Nature is going to go...
They can tell the difference.
If they can tell the difference, why can't we?
So let's see. You're sitting on the table. You got some butter made from, you know, raw milk. You got
organic raw milk.
Organic, you know, grass-fed beef, maybe some good pork over here, and some raw vegetables out of your garden. You're not in America anymore. Where the hell are you at?
Somewhere in France.
That's a slight problem there.
Yeah, but, I mean, think about that for a second. That's the stuff that we're talking about being outlawed.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
And our government officials are not insane?
No.
Well, of course not.
They eat stuff out of
they
a box.
They wouldn't lie to us.
And we're going to fix the deficit in 3 years.
Right. By printing. Well, no, we're not there.
Yeah. Sorry.
Most people don't understand why the process of pasteurizing milk started in the first place. They said it was because of all of the E. coli and salmonella and blah, blah, blah from bad dairy.
Bacteria.
Yeah, right, right.
But what they don't understand is pasteurizing doesn't kill that.
It doesn't?
No. Mm-hmm. The reason you pasteurize milk is to enhance shelf life because raw milk will not transport over large distances and it won't keep for a month on the shelf.
That's not what they told me in Mrs. Bro's class in second grade.
Well, she might have lied.
Or
she was misinformed.
Okay.
Good raw milk raised and handled in a clean environment will last 2 weeks in the refrigerator, no problem.
Really?
And the cool part about the raw milk is it doesn't spoil. It just changes to a different food group.
I think that's not true. I think that it will not last a week because I drink it every time I come by. So.
I second that.
It doesn't stick around long enough for anything to change to a different food group around our house.
Well, my mother-in-law decided she wanted to drink some raw milk, so we took her some raw milk, and 3 weeks later we went back, and it was still in the refrigerator unopened, and we just made yogurt out of it.
Yeah, it's still good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, and we've talked about this before. I mean, I couldn't even drink milk until you guys got on the show, and then we got the milk, and I drink milk, you know, not every day, but almost every day
you
now.
You should drink it every day.
Well, you know, sometimes other people drink it, so there's not enough left for me to drink it.
Buy more.
Yeah. I'm already the supplier of all almost at this point. Yeah, you know, I got 6 grandkids, blah, 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 blah. I only supply them for 2. And then you got my other kids. And so, like, I'm lucky if I even get a drink, you know. I mean, they
come Annie up.
So what you're telling me is
I need to. I get a gallon and a half myself. So you're, I'm not giving it up.
What you're telling me is I need to work harder. Is that what you're telling
no,
me?
No, you need to do a milk kitty and have everybody throw some stuff in there besides Ann's.
Oh, well, what we need to do is have them work harder. I'm all up for that. Yeah.
I mean, Mark will attest to the fact there's myself, my wife, and my 4-year-old son, and we do 6 gallons a week.
Wow.
But my 4-year-old is also ahead of his class. 4-year-old is also ahead of his class in kindergarten. He's taller than most. And
happening to Ethan then, because he's starting to look like Milton the Monster's son or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if I go out and get that jar and bring it in, will you help me put money and
we'll try
for our fund?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
We're running out of time as usual. That's the only bad part about this program is we never have enough time.
We need an hour. We need more time.
We need more time. Yes, we do. We would love to have you on. For
yeah.
Another hour.
Yeah, I mean, there's never a shortage of topics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on back when you're actually scheduled, and I know about
when
it.
Somebody doesn't follow
and,
the schedule.
So somebody actually writes down things once in a while so you know who's showing up.
They're not siblings at all.
No.
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 Well, where's the fun of not having an unannounced guest?
Yeah. I mean, where's your sense of adventure?
Let's go back to the we're not siblings thing, you know, okay? And I've been saying it for years. Okay?
I know.
but who's the adopted one?
And they wonder why.
No,
you know.
We found her, okay? And, you know, we always, when we were kids, you're my sister. No, you're not. We found you by the garbage can.
The story correctly. We found you in the gutter in front of the police station.
Oh, that's what it was. I'm sorry. I forgot.
Yeah.
It was in front of the police station. We felt we had pity.
Oh.
We're great. Yeah. We're nice people. And we took you in. So you got to.
So you should be thankful that we picked you up out of the gutter
so
and brought you home.
So shut up and eat this spoonful of sand.
Colon cleanse, huh? Oh, okay.
Better than the GMO milk you're getting at the store.
You bet.
Yeah, it'll clean you out. Everything's good. Life is a bowl of cherries. There you have it. So, we got, 3-4 minutes?
Real quick, I would like to tell everybody that we are winning with Department of Agriculture and everybody in Sacramento because we have a family cow bill that we've been working on diligently and we finally agreed to the verbiage when we told the other side, no, we wouldn't do the last stuff they wanted. So we are now into a situation to accept the bill that we proposed to them with no regulations and no inspections.
What's the name of the bill? It's not the Family Cow Bill Act.
Actually, it's known as the Family Cow Agenda that's going to be added to the existing dairy bill.
What is that? What is that? Bill's
what,
number.
What's
the number on that bill?
It's getting ready to go across the street now.
Okay.
I will have that number in a couple of weeks, and I'll be able to tell you.
Okay,
all
cool.
Right, that would be great.
Yeah. We need to support that. Absolutely.
Yeah, keep us up to date so we can do blast out on that so people know when it,
Yeah, because we want to win. And, you know, Sacramento's imploding. California's imploding. I mean, muni bonds, all this stuff. Get ready.
And we have to stick together on
all
this
We have to stick
stuff,
together,
you know?
Start going local, start raising our own stuff.
But if we do the high-speed reel system, then we can get milk from here to there quicker.
Well, what we can do is we can get milk from some town in the lower valley to a end of the rail between Barstow and Las Vegas somewhere, and then we just drop all that stuff out on the desert, and that's problem solved.
Can we get the people too?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes,
that's what I'm talking about. It goes from Sacramento straight out to the desert, and you know, it'll be nice.
A Sacramento field trip, then, right?
Yeah, we'll give them a little bottle of Dasani water.
Yeah.
Here you go. You're on your own, man. You know, the self-reliance is the key.
And a Diet Pepsi, and they're going to go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, on that crack candy bar.
Yeah.
Gotta get the crack candy
absolutely.
Bar in there.
A Diet Pepsi and a crack bar. Here you go. Hope you make it.
That'd be well preserved.
The strip is only 100 miles away through the desert. Have a good time. So, that should be how we vote for our representatives. Whoever makes it to Las Vegas wins.
That'll work.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least they'd be tough. They might be just very smart. So, I think we got about a minute ago. We better get all the rest of the stuff in here. I don't know. If you were born an original, don't die a copy. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. That'd be George Washington. Have you got anything else to say, sis?
Well, don't forget the Reading Tea Party on Monday nights at 6 p.m. at Destiny Fellowship.
And we'd like to thank our guests,
John
Nayland and
Mark.
Always
a great time with you.
Duvenvorden. I always feel like I'm in, like, Holland or someplace. Mark Duvenvorden.
All right, and we'll see y'all next week. You have a great week, And hope to see you on 9/11, too, to help out with that project.
Absolutely.
This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
But I don't have the nerve. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Platter. President Obama defending himself against Republican criticism that he's taking too long to fix what's broken in the American economy.
Sometimes I ask people to go back to 2008 and look at what I said. I said this was going to take some time because these problems had been building up for a long time. Bill Clinton reminded us on Wednesday night it's going to take more than a few years to solve challenges that have been built up for decades.
The president this morning at St. Petersburg College, the first of two campaign stops in Florida. Republicans say the president hasn't made any progress at all with the economy.
The president's policies have failed to produce the results, accountability, and solutions the American people deserve. The Obama administration is simply not moving our country forward.
Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming in the Republicans' weekly multimedia message. Mitt Romney will make appearances today in Virginia. A potentially violent weather system is moving up the eastern seaboard.
As the day heats up, this area...